Item number four is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, recommending that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors adopt the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee's report for the development of Milwaukee's lakefront.
Director Black.
Chairman, Supervisors, I would like to tell the supervisors that you're completely correct, Supervisor Jerzyk. Without the leadership of the county board, this wouldn't have happened. I remember the day that I got the phone call saying, would you do this? And at first I thought, what are we doing? And then at the end of it, now that we're here and bringing everybody to the table, the city, the county, the state, the neighbors, the business community, what have you, that certainly was visionary, and I thank you for it.
Mr. Krupnich?
Chairman, committee members, I'm here simply to follow up on the director's previous comments that we're recommending that this body adopt the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee report. You laid this item over from the September cycle to elicit the public testimony, which we did hear on October 18, and it was positive.
And we have an amendment. Yes, Supervisor Jerzyk.
So I'd like to move the resolution to be accepted by the committee. And
we have a motion to approve item number four. We also have three people who have registered to speak on this item, and perhaps we'll take those prior to considering the amendment. Sura Faraj. Is Ms. Rod, please come up to the table and share with us your thoughts on item number four.
Hi, my name is Sura Faraj. I'm a River West resident and have become very active on water issues. I do want to say that I don't think that there was enough community input. I just found out about this whole thing maybe the same day as the meeting that was at the Harbor Room. And a lot of the people I talked to hadn't heard about it, didn't hear about it until afterwards. Even my own county supervisor only heard of it, that's Willie Johnson, only heard about it a couple of days before that. So as far as transparency, I think that there wasn't good enough notice. And then I also see that the amendment is to take out the part about biking the Hone, about putting in the bike lane. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
We're on item number four. I also understand you want to address item number five as well.
Right, and I won't do that until
fine.
Item five
good.
Comes up. But so this amendment, did that just come up this morning?
It did.
Okay, so I'm so sad to see that because Bill Sell, who has been advocating for biking the Hone for years now, is not present, and I'm going to guess that's because he assumed that it was going to move forward. I think I really appreciate all the green stuff that we just saw and the whole idea of making this city more sustainable. And I think we have to realize that in the future, whether it's sooner or later, we are going to be running out of resources that are not renewable, and we are going to need to start replacing those, not when the crash happens, but if we want to be prepared, we need to do that now. So anything that we can do to get people out of their cars and onto their bikes would be one step for that. So I'm a big proponent of bike paths and lanes as long as they're not on river bluffs. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions by Committee Supervisor Jerzyk?
This committee really that demanded before we accept the report that we go and do the public hearing. But I have to say, this was in the newspaper almost all summer long, numerous reports. I mean, it really was out there in the public. And then before adopting the report, this board required a public hearing, and we left the county courthouse and went to the lakefront location, the Harbor Lights Room, to give that public report. And I have to say the meeting was well attended. Now I understand sometimes people just don't get the information, but I really think that we were not slackers in that regard. I think we made every attempt and had pretty good response, and I think for the most part the community is well aware of this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there other comments by committee members or questions? I share that there were, and perhaps we need to do a better job, but on the county website, there were repeated notices of every meeting of the group in question here at the Sailing Center, by and large. Most of the meetings were held there and publicly noticed, and articles written on them. So, you know, we've done, I think, the best we can to make this as transparent a process as possible. And
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
So I'm guessing that the neighborhood association, I don't know what neighborhood association covers that part, but is it possible that that you could add the heads of neighborhood associations to mailing lists or something? Because I don't live in that neighborhood, and a lot of people who care about the lake don't live in that neighborhood, but the lake is... it's an asset for the whole city.
Well, I think that would be a request that might be best directed to the leadership of those organizations and put you on their list so that you're brought into the loop. But we do publicly notice by way of the agendas that we set, and they're available on computer.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Under the open records law, anyone requesting notice has a right to receive it.
Sure.
I would formally make requests that we add the groups that you just indicated to all formal notices of the Parks Committee. I don't know if that's sufficient, but they really have a right to request under the law and therefore receive notice.
And I think they do track these things regularly, but we could formalize that process. I've heard very little criticism to date of our process as being something other than transparent.
So we can follow through and make sure the notice request is complied with.
Fine.
And can you make sure that the River West Neighborhood Association is on that list?
Sure.
I can give you the email address right now.
Okay.
Actually, I probably shouldn't do that because I'm not positive about it.
Well, you can call me.
Can you put my email address on it?
I can't.
You want me to give
it
to you?
I can't. Yeah, I'll have the clerk make a note.
Great. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you. Mr. Gregory Bird.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Supervisors. I attended the October 18 meeting at the Transit Center. I would like to reiterate the comments at that time of Mr. I don't know if Mr. Lynch is in attendance today, but he was the chair of the Lakefront Development Advisory Committee. He indicated that this effort, which I appreciate, having been made, should be preliminary to a design competition. I would note that design competitions have served this area, the front door, the primary area of our city's interface with the public and with the lake very well, in resulting in the Calatrava addition to the Art Museum, the Saarinen Veterans Center, and the Discovery World area. And I think that this process should be used in this case as well.
Thank you very much for your comments. I'll take those under advisement. Mr. Lunds, did you want to be heard on this item as well as item number five?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. I didn't plan to speak on this item because I didn't know this amendment was in place, but having seen it, well, I don't see it. I just see a notice of an amendment. I don't know what the amendment is, but presumably it is to remove the recommendations for bike lanes on the Hohen Bridge. That said, I'd like to go back to Supervisor Jurczyk's statements about the wide diversity of people who put this recommendation together, and they unanimously signed off on including bike lanes in a long-range plan. And we have to keep in mind that this is long-range plans. There's no money to implement this at the present time, and we don't know if it's ever going to happen, but it really should be planned for. We need to look at alternative forms of transportation and quit relying on our cars. particularly down along our lakefront or nice scenic places in town where we want to encourage people to enjoy the scenery and not to bring their cars. So I have no idea why this happened. I'm guessing that maybe it has something to do with the tragic death of a motorist on the Hone Bridge a couple weeks ago. So, again, I think that we need to think long-term, as the planning committee put it together, and not second-guess them and take out some of their recommendations. You know, it's tragic what happened there, and I don't know why you're doing this, but I think it really does a disservice to the general public to go ahead and modify this at this last state without homing in on or making it available to the public to know why you're doing this. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure Supervisor Sanfilippo will explain that. We'll move on to the amendment. If the clerk would please read the amendment in question.
The amendment by Supervisor Sanfilippo reads as follows. Be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors hereby adopts the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee's report for the development of Milwaukee's lakefront in the following language is added, except for the recommendation on lines 37 and 38 for paren 2 concerning the installation of a bicycle / pedestrian lane to and over the Hone Bridge connecting downtown to southern Milwaukee for all modes of transportation, which is not recommended.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The gentleman that just spoke, actually, his guess was accurate. In light of events that have taken place recently as well as over the summer, if you remember back to the middle of summer, they had the run over the Hone Bridge, and you had people that were collapsing from heat exhaustion because they didn't fail to consider that the bridge is as steep as it is and as long as it is. Then we had the accident, the unfortunate accident that just happened more recently with the gentleman who was killed. And then just the other day, last weekend, we had those several days in a row where we had severe wind gusts, 40, 50 miles an hour. And as you were driving over the bridge on those days in your own vehicle, I drive a Yukon, which is a big, heavy vehicle. I was fighting the wind with my vehicle to stay on the road, so I was imagining to myself, if you're walking or riding a bicycle on this bridge, that I think it just poses a safety risk. I don't believe that that, you know, putting a bike lane or a pedestrian lane on there is a good idea. I think that it's something that certainly the DOT can look at when they do the design work on the bridge and if they can come up with a way that is safe. But it just, you know, I have big concerns over the safety and the potential problems that could exist by putting this lane, and that is the sole reason for the amendment.
And you're moving approval?
Would move approval. Yes, thank you, sir.
We have a,
I would move approval
we
of
have
the
a
amendment.
Motion to approve the amendment. Supervisor Gavick.
Oh, no.
I thought I saw you.
Well, I was. I didn't know if there was going to be a motion, but I was actually going to make a motion to deny, but I'll just vote no on the approval. I don't really even know where to begin on that. But, no, I won't be supporting that. I'll let my colleague, Supervisor Jurcik, address it. I'm sure she's prepared. But I won't be supporting it, and I have confidence that she'll represent both our views. Supervisor Jurcik, thank you.
Supervisor Jurcik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have the South Shore Coalition here, if you will. And our districts are heavily impacted by the Hone Bridge. It's well known that I fought for the preservation of the Hone Bridge when there were some political suggestions made that we should take down the Hone Bridge because it was too expensive to redeck. And we fought that battle, and I'm happy to say that there are now plans going forward to redeck it. Within those plans going forward, and I've talked to DOT many times, within their budget, they are looking at the possibility of bicycle pedestrian access on the Hone. Now, that being said, it does not mean that they're going to take a lane from the Hone, and they're looking at how they could do that, how they could design it, what the safety reasons are, I don't think we should, as a board, be second-guessing the engineers and the safety experts that are really going to be looking at that and making appropriate decisions. Now, I've called, and I've been calling for, a design competition to do a what I call a cantilever-type bridge. And I have people contact me all the time about how it could be done. I've heard so many possibilities of doing a bicycle pedestrian lane that could be possibly under the bridge up until you get to the river, and then rafted out next to the bridge, cantilevered bridges, all kinds of suggestions, probably a lot of them very exciting. I do think a design competition, and I'd love to see MSOE, Marquette University, and UWM School of Urban Planning take that design competition to heart and to really look at it. I've often said that the one thing the downtown lakefront planning or the lakefront planning that went place needs is that millennium project like Chicago did with their millennium park to really draw attention to our lakefront. An exciting project would do that, and there would be no more exciting project, in my opinion, than an artfully done cantilevered bridge permitting pedestrians and bicyclists to cross over that great arch of the home, see the tremendous, beautiful lakefront, the beautiful Calatrava, Discovery World, etc., that Milwaukeeans are so privileged to have. These are just gifts to us from previous generations, and we need to continue to really appreciate the planning of prior generations, but to add something ourselves as the next generation that's been given the responsibility of planning for this great asset. I've been satisfied that the language is broad enough in the recommendations, and let me read what the actual language is. It says, the installation of bicycle pedestrian lane to and over the home bridge connecting downtown to southern Milwaukee for all modes of transportation. That's all it says. And that's broad enough so that it's going to leave flexibility there to do this planning. I am not particularly interested in seeing the loss of a lane on the home bridge itself. I chair the 794 Extension Committee. The population growth in this county is to the south. That home bridge is our gateway into the downtown area along the South Shore area. So it's important to us as well for commercial traffic and transportation, et cetera. 120,000 trucks from the Port of Milwaukee alone, just the Port of Milwaukee, sends 120,000 trucks over the home bridge. Now, DOT is aware of all this. They've met with the Port of Milwaukee. They've had several meetings with the Port of Milwaukee. I've been informed of those meetings. So DOT is taking a look at all these things. They're well aware of the use of the bridge and the traffic and so on. The engineer from the Port of Milwaukee has said dedicating a lane on the whole bridge for just bicycles would be way over engineering. That bridge is built for heavy traffic. Bicycle pedestrian traffic would be very light traffic, and no one would engineer that structure just for bicycles and pedestrians. So all of those things get taken into consideration. You know, I don't usually advertise my age, but I'm 64. I rode over the home this summer with the Ride for the Arts. I had no difficulty riding up that home bridge. Maybe I bicycle more than most people my age, but it was actually a fairly easy climb. It's not that long a span. It would be tremendous for a lot of folks, and it's not difficult to do. You know, sometimes when you're in a car, things look really steep, but when you're on the bicycle, you realize that that bridge was planned with a grade in mind so that you could climb it, and it was not that difficult. But in any event, this is a mistake to amend, as Supervisor Sanfilippo is suggesting, and the three supervisors that really represent the South Shore who could be most concerned about the ingress and the egress over that bridge are here, and I think you will probably hear all of us vote against this resolution because we're not concerned about it. So with that, I'll leave others address this, but I would not be in favor of this amendment. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you may know, I sometimes like to engage in lengthy statements.
with very little in the way of punctuation aside from commas. That said, I feel that Supervisor Jurczyk has done an admirable job of actually speaking very clearly and echoing many of my thoughts. And with all due respect to my colleague, Supervisor Sanfilippo, I will join the colleagues who are seated to my left, aside from you, in their votes on this amendment. So, with all due respect, sir, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions? The amendment to proposed amendment to item number four is before us. The motion by Supervisor Sanfilippo is to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
On the amendment, Supervisors Haas.
No.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
No.
Jurczyk.
No.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
No.
Mr. Chairman.
No. The amendment is defeated. The item now is before us. The motion by Supervisor Jurczyk is to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll on item number four.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 7-0. That item is approved.
Thank you very much.